Hi, I'm Danny Lee. I'm the director and producer of the feature film, Who is Stan Smith?
And I'm Stan Smith. Welcome to On Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Hello, and I thank you so much for joining us for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. I'm your host, Brian Zemrak, and this is episode 685 of the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, we have two people joining us, and it seems like lately we've been having a lot of multiple people joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. We have director Danny Lee. He's the director and producer of Who is Stan Smith? And we have Stan Smith joining us. Now, Stan, a lot of you may know him as a Wimbledon tennis champion, and you may be wearing his sneakers. They made a sneaker with his name on it and everything, and they're big sellers and all that, and he's done so much other stuff that I didn't even know, but through this documentary that's coming out called Who is Stan Smith, which premieres on May 3rd, and that's going to be at over 50 major markets and everything. But Stan is just an amazing guy, and you want to see this documentary Terry, because it's so interesting. And like I say, Danny Lee, the director and producer, is going to be joining us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So get ready for that. That's coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond. But there is so much going on as far as movies. It seems like right now that, you know, we're not getting any movies. So it feels like, you know, nothing's going on. But there is a lot of information about what's coming our way and will be coming shortly. Hopefully things will start picking up. It just seems to be limbo. You know, after the strikes and everything, you'd think that things would be going faster, but we seem to be in a sort of a lull. I'm hoping that things will get going for some summer movie blockbusters and things like that, but we'll find out. Anyways, we have a request for you. If you would help us, tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond, and also be sure to go to your favorite podcast provider. We're on everything. I don't know. there's some that I have signed up for, so we're on them. But then all the others start grabbing from them and putting them on their podcast platforms too. So you can find us pretty much anywhere. Of course, we're on the majors, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Amazon and Google and all those things. So you can check us out there. But tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond. And we are at episode 685. So if they go back and look at our old episodes, there's just a lot of things they can listen to and hopefully enjoy, people that they've either watched or are watching on TV right now. And if you help us out with that, tell them about it, we'll get the word out and we'll get more and more people listening to On Screen and Beyond, so we can get more and more guests. So anyways, why don't we get right into it? It's time for remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remake, sequels, and prequels, July 3rd. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. with Eddie Murphy and Joseph Gordon-Levitt will premiere on Netflix. And a re-imaging, that's what they call it, remakes, whatever you want, reboots or whatever. A re-imaging of The Wedding Banquet is in the works, and it looks like Lily Gladstone of The Killers of the Flower Moon will be starring in it. And 1980s, 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, remember that? It's getting a remake treatment over at 20th Century Studios, and it's Jennifer Aniston's going to be producing that one. So that'll be interesting. And 1985's Clue will get a remake, as Sony has picked up the rights to that movie. And the novel The Thursday Murder Club will be made into a movie starring Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, and Ben Kingsley. And it's written and directed by Chris Columbus. So that sounds like it's going to be a good one. And that's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, May 17th, a spine-tingling thriller called You Can't Run Forever with J.K. Simmons will hit theaters. And Wild-Eyed and Wicked with Molly Coons from The Irrational arrives on June 11th. Josh Gad will be directing a biopic on the life of Chris Farley and Julia Gardner. Now, she was in Ozark. She's going to be joining Josh Brolin in a New Line film called Weapons. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, it's movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies and TV on DVD and streaming, it looks like on June 25th, Taxi Driver, which was nominated for four Academy Awards back in 1976, is going to be getting the 4K Ultra HD Steelbook Limited Edition release, and it looks like Dune Part 2 will be landing on DVD on May 14th. And it's Bob Marley, One Love, on May 28th, goes to 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD. And on June 11th, Superman and Lois, the complete third season, flies on to DVD and Blu-ray. And that's it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Eve Plum, and I'm on Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time. Well, The Equalizer, starring Queen Latifah on CBS, has been renewed for season 5. America's Got Talent returns on May 28th for another season. And Yellowstone, all right, some more news about that. Yellowstone season 5B, the final season, arrives in November. All right, sadly, that's going to be the ending of that show. And Outlander on Stars has season 8B, the final season, coming in November. And sadly, actor Terry Carter, known for McLeod and Battlestar Galactica, has passed away at the age of 95. And that's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we're going to sit down with the director and producer of Who is Stan Smith? That's Danny Lee. And the man himself, tennis great Stan Smith, is going to be joining us here. Wimbledon champion tennis player and one of the top tennis players in the world. His sneakers, too. Everybody's got his sneakers and everything. So anyways, we got a great talk with them about the new documentary called Who is Stan Smith? Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, Danny Lee and Stan Smith himself. Today on Screen and Beyond, our guests are the director of an amazing documentary called Who is Stan Smith? And a tennis legend who won the U.S. Open and Wimbledon. It's director Danny Lee and tennis great Stan Smith. Stan, Danny, welcome to Screen and Beyond.
Thank you. Hey, Brian.
Yeah. Now, Stan, Danny, I knew Stan as a tennis champion and, of course, not as a sneaker, you're not a sneaker, but you're for your sneaker. But this documentary is incredible. There are so many things I never knew, and it's a great film. You guys did a great job.
Well, thank you. You know, I just was, kind of an unwilling aspect of this thing, and Danny had to make it work. He had to figure it out.
Yeah. And Danny, now, what made you want to take this undertaking of doing a documentary on such a tennis icon?
I mean, I think you answered your own question, right? He's such an icon. You know, for me, I'm probably like most people, you know, of the younger generation, which I knew the name from the shoe. I remember in high school knowing about the shoe, just knowing the name had this elegance and prestige attached to it. But I didn't really know I knew he was a tennis player at some point in time. But as I got deeper, you know, so Spring Hill, which is LeBron James's company, they had brought this to me and they said, "Hey, we're interested in you directing this film." And I said, "About who?" And they said, "Stan Smith." And I said, "Say less. That's amazing." And so, at this point in my adult years, I knew more about Stan. I knew he was a Wimbledon champion and all that, but I didn't, again, know to the depths of his story. And as I got into the research and developed my take on it, because as a filmmaker, you know, there's never just one filmmaker up for a project of the, you know, of someone of Stan's stature. Stan needs to meet a myriad filmmakers and decide who he thinks, you know, is the right choice. And so, you know, I did my research, I dug in, and I came up with this take of, you know, who is Stan Smith? That was an early title. You know, there was the mystery behind this man, this mythology behind the shoe, for me, was the driving force of the film to unpack all this story that people don't realize is imbued in the shoe. So as I got to know Stan more and more in his family, it became abundantly clear I got to do this film and I got to do it justice. Mm-hmm. So I spent a lot of hours on this thing, really tinkering and making it right. And the story was pretty complex to weave Stan's story with the sneaker story, with the world events, with the interior events in his life. I mean, it was a complex puzzle, and hopefully we did it justice.
Great job. I'll tell you, it was a fantastic film.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Now, Stan, what did you think when they called you up and said, "Hey, we want to do a documentary on you"? What did you think of when you first heard that?
Well, I didn't know what to think, to be quite honest. You know, I said, "Well, you know, do you really want to do that?" And you know, LeBron James' company, Spring Hill, the production company, had Camille was the one that had read the book, and she said, "You know, we read the book, we really like it, we'd like to do a doc on it." And I said, "Well, okay, you know." And then they, you know, as Danny said, they gave us a list of directors, and I got to interview a few, and then Danny was really came out as the one that really we wanted to work with, and it turned out to be a great decision, because mm-hmm. I obviously didn't know it at first, but it was a gut, and it was great to get to know him, and then he had to figure out how to do this whole thing, and he did spend a lot of time, and he sacrificed a lot of things. And one time during this COVID, he went to London and had to stay in the hotel room for 5 days as a prisoner, and then at the end of that, be able to get out. You know, he was okay, apparently. You know, I don't mm-hmm. know how it all worked out, but so we did the filming there at Wimbledon, and that was fun. So that was a great experience for me, was to get to know Danny and the crew that worked on it. And yeah. they did work hard to try to make it work.
Did it bring back a lot of memories when you just see you walking around Wimbledon? You know,
I actually have been there every year probably for 50, 60 years. And so it wasn't like I'd just come back, but to be on the center court and kind of, you know, think about what it was like to win that last match. And I'd lost the last match the year before in the finals. And so I had mixed memories of that court, but it is a special court for a tennis player. And a lot of the players that have won it multiple times, they really think of it as their, their home court. This is the ultimate to play. And tennis has become even more so now because of the only, you know, it's their only grass court tournament now in the world.
Do you have a favorite court that you've ever played on?
Well, I people ask me, which is your favorite of the four majors? And I say, well, I've got four kids, you know, and so I love them all.
Diplomatic.
But my youngest one, you know, is the one I like to, anyway, the, that's not true, but the Wimbledon is special because it is the history of it, you know, and the royal family is involved, and you know, the way they produce the event is very special. It's run like clockwork, and it has this mystique about it, and it's covered by the world press. It's more press there than any other event, and so it's still, even today, you know, the one to win.
Yeah. Now, Danny, how many hours of old footage and new footage did you have to go through to come up with this film?
A lot. Yeah. One of the clinchers for me as a filmmaker during our first meeting was, I actually think, I don't know if you were even sitting there, Stan, you might've been sitting in the kitchen, but I remember, you know, Margie Smith, who you see in the film, his wife is such an integral part of the story. Just the rock, the everything. Stan is so fortunate to have such a beautiful person by his side. And literally in the meeting, we're talking about the film and she says, hold on a second. We've got all these like film reels in the closet upstairs. I was like, she's like, yeah, like of like the 60s and all these things that we've never developed them. I'm like, you know, as a filmmaker, you couldn't be more excited.
Oh, I'm sure. You must have been like, oh, we hit the jackpot here.
Yeah, it was like an Indiana Jones moment. Like I'm opening the art, you know, like my face turned to gold. Like it was amazing. And like she runs up and she brings down these film reels and they were never developed. And so there was a ton of film reels. There's all this Wimbledon footage, all this home video. There's so much archive. But it still wasn't enough, actually, to tell Stan's expansive story. So believe it or not, the U.S. Open wasn't really good at documenting some of the matches back in 68. Like for Stan's doubles match and Arthur's singles victory, we had a handful of black and white photos to be able to recreate that story. For me, it was really important to tell the story stylistically in a way that doesn't distract from the story, right? I didn't want to bury it too much with style. I wanted to enhance it. And so, you know, we wanted to use real photos. I didn't want to like recreate any of those matches. Real photos with dramatic music. And definitely a big, big shout out to our archival team who spent hours and hours and hours logging and going through all this footage. So it took a long time, but that was part of the mission. It was a higher calling.
Yeah. Yeah. It ended up fantastic. Yeah. Now, Stan, I know we're running out of getting down on time here, but I wanted to ask you nowadays, you know, a lot of the, even back then, a lot of the tennis players, you know, try to get in the spotlight and they, you know, they spit, they throw rackets, they do that. But you were always calm and cool. And, you know, did anybody ever tell you, you gotta do this and be crazy and anything? Did anybody ever do that to you?
Well, some people intimated that would be better, but, you know, I really felt I had to just be myself, you know, and react naturally to whatever took place. And, you know, I had some great role models along the way. And I mentioned about Arthur's father being a policeman, and he told him to respect people and to walk the line. And he had to walk the line if anybody did in a white man's sport, really, at that time. I felt I just had to be myself. And
you were a class act on the court.
That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah, you were class, that's for sure. And it was like I say, this film, people have got to see it because it's so just so intriguing, you know, seeing everything that went on that a lot of people might not know. There might be some that do, but it's just incredible. And people could see the film in over 50 markets coming up on May 3rd. Everybody should go out and see that.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner, and I'm on Screen and Beyond. I hope you'll be listening.
One final question to finish up on, and takes us away from your tennis and everything else in the film. I'm not going to give it all away, but for both of you, Danny and Stan. Now, we'll start with Stan. No, start with Danny. He knows a lot about films and things. So when you sit back and relax, what's your favorite TV shows now and of the past, and what are your favorite movies now and the past? Danny first, then we'll go with Stan.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. One, I want to just build off what you said about the movie being in theaters. We shot a 2:39 scope, which is this anamorphic widescreen format, our DP, David Myrick, brilliant DP. And so it is perfectly suited for the theaters. So I want to throw that out there. It's an experience. Secondly, favorite movies, they cover such the gamut, but Akira Kurosawa's Ron, to Larry Clark's Kids, mm-hmm. to Darren Aronofsky's Requiem for a Dream, to Alexander Payne's About Schmidt. They cover the gamut.
Yeah.
TV shows, I got to go with The Sopranos.
Good show. Stan, how about you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was in the TV shows, go way back. If you would go back to, when I was a kid, watching shows and, I don't know what would be my most favorite, but, we ended up really watching, I ended up watching a lot of, sports with, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan with my two sons. We'd watch the Chicago Bulls a lot. And, Rudy was one of the great films, I think, as far as an athlete's concerned, because it really brings out a guy who was, really not that talented, but he persevered. And mm-hmm. That would be a word that I would be, the two words really that I really like is perseverance and gratitude.
Yeah. Well,
and that's been the hallmark to my life.
Yeah. Stan, Danny, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to talk to us. And I congratulate you on the film, and everybody should go out and see it. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
And a big shout out going out to Danny Lee, the director and producer of Who is Stan Smith? And Stan Smith himself, tennis champion, great guy, and just so much information in this documentary. You got to watch it. It's really good. So be sure to check that out. If you are on May 3rd looking for something to see in theaters, 50 theaters across the country, major markets, I should say, 50 major markets they're going to be in, and be sure to check that out. So anyways, want to thank you all for listening, and I appreciate it so much when I get your emails here at On Screen and Beyond. You can contact me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. If you have a suggestion or want to just tell me something or can communicate with me, whatever, I'm there. I read all the emails myself. And also be sure to tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond and have them go to, our website or wherever you get your podcasts and look at all our past episodes. Just so many out there. And on Thursdays, just so you know, on the socials, now this is only on the socials, I'm not re-releasing them on, as a send-up, upload or anything. I'm just on the socials, I am putting up past episodes, so you can, don't have to go looking for them, they're just there. I put a link, and you can, go and listen to some of these people, who'd I have last week? I don't even know who I had last week. Pat Carroll, who was the voice of Ursula. And Ursula, of course, was from The Little Mermaid, and we had her on the show a few years back, and she was going to be honored with a award. And I had her on here on Screen and Beyond, and we talked about making of, the voice and the character of Ursula. And also, she did a lot of other stuff. I mean,
younger people know her for Ursula, but she's been in acting for years and years and years. Sadly, she's passed away, but you can relive that episode by checking that out, and it's in our rerun section. And also, that's number 520 was the number of the episode, if you want to look that up on any of your podcast providers. So, and the week before that, we had the Porky's rerun, the retro rerun here at On Screen and Beyond. And, a lot of people have talked to me about, sent me emails about David Payton, who was on the show, who was the lead singer for Pilot, who gave us the song Magic and, other songs and everything, but Magic was the big one that everybody remembers. And, of course, it's used for the Ozempic commercials. And so it was interesting to hear his things that have happened to him over the years. So be sure to check that episode out and all the other ones there at On Screen and Beyond, all 685 of them. And thank you so much for listening and appreciate it. And that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemrak. Take care.